Good morning to all the saints of God. God bless you on this morning. We come this far by faith. And we're going to celebrate this morning the 10th Sunday after Pentecost. Fill the house celebration this morning. Let us praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him. Praise Him, all creatures. Praise Him. Praise Father, Son. Amen. The call of worship. And after the call of worship, our hymn of praise is hymn number 212, Jesus, the name high over all. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, where our feet shall stand within thy gate, O Jerusalem. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy goods. O Lord, I have loved your habitation and your house in the place where your glory dwells. Let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let us praise Him this morning by singing hymn number 212, Jesus, the Son high of all. Jesus, the name high of all. In hell, our earth, our sky, angel, man, before it fall, and the devils fare and fly. Jesus, the Son to sinner dear, the name to sinner given. It shatters all their guilt fare. It turns their hell to heaven. O Lamb, O Lamb, O Lamb of God. Let us sing with uplifted voices on this morning. Yes. Jesus, the prisoners break free. Let us sing, church. Jesus, Jesus, the prisoners held in broken Moses' nameless hand. power into strength and bless. Yes. The riches of His grace, the arms of love that compassion made with all mankind amazed. Yes. Yes. As we go to the footstool of mercy where Jesus promised to meet us and answer our prayer, we ask you to remember our sick and shut-in on our church bulletin and all others who are in the hospitals, in nursing home, in convalescent home. Let us go now and journey to the footstool of mercy, where Jesus promised to meet us and answer our prayer. Let us bow our heads. And are we yet alive and see each other's face? Glory and praise to Jesus give His redeeming grace. What trouble has we seen? What conflict has we passed? Fighting without and fair within, since we symbolize. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? Oh no, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. That consecrated cross I'll bear until death shall set me free, and then go home my crown to wear, for there's a cross for me. Oh, Lord, I come this morning in your divine presence with thanksgiving and praise and worship, knowing that all power is in your hand. Father, our Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for grace, and we thank you for mercy. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for giving us another chance to walk in Mount Zion AME Church. Oh, Lord, Father, we thank you. We thank you for Dr. Middleton this morning. Father, we ask you this morning, keep on lifting him up higher. Give him something new this morning. Give him something old this morning to tell dying man and dying women that the wages of sins of death and the gift of God is eternal life Lift him up this morning, Heavenly Father. Look down upon him and his family. Continue to have him to lead Mom Zion this morning. And Father, we ask you this morning, look down upon every voice, every woman and man, every child under the sound of my voice this morning. Father, we ask you to be with them this morning. Oh, Father, if it's your will this morning, look down upon the sick and the shut-in, the nursing home this morning, the convalescent home this morning, go to the hospital this morning. Somebody needs you this morning. Oh, Father, I ask you to look down upon this nation called the United States of America. Oh, Father, if it's your will this morning, look down upon our leaders this morning. They need you this morning, Father. Oh, Lord, I ask you this morning, look down upon this community, Heavenly Father. Look down, oh, Lord. Look down upon our young people this morning. Oh, as they go back to the schoolhouse, Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with them this morning, oh, Lord. Give them the strength this morning. And, oh, Lord, when these dying days are over, when we go in for the last time and our face become a looking glass and our town is glued to the roof of our mouth, when you call, I can't answer. But I ask you, oh Lord, if it's your will this morning, I ask you, oh Father, just let me say, oh Lord, well done. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I put my soul in the sand. These blessings I ask. In Jesus' name we pray. I ask the church this morning to say amen. Jesus, you've been so good. You've been so good. Oh, yes.
tell you about the coming of the judgment.
Very well, very well.
I'm gonna tell you about the coming of the judgment.
Very well, very well.
There's a better day of coming.
Very well, very well.
There's a better day of coming.
Very well, very well. In the break in the morning. Very well, very well. In the break in the morning. Very well.
Good morning, Mount Zion.
Good morning.
The scripture lesson this morning comes from the first book of Kings, the 19th chapter, verses 9 through 18. If you have your Bibles, I encourage you to read along. Starting at verse 9. And he came thither into a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said unto him, what dost thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts. For the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophet with the sword. And I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rock before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind and an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering in of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of our host, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I only am left. and they seek my life to take it away. And the Lord said unto him, Go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king of Syria. And Jehu the son of Nimshi shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel. And Elijah the son of Shaphat of Abel-Mehola shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. And it shall come to pass that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay. And him that escapeth the sword of Jehu shall Elijah slay. Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which have not kissed him. Amen. The word of the Lord for the people of the Lord. People of the Lord. Amen. Amen.
That brother read the scripture. Amen. That brother read the scripture this morning. Amen. Amen. From all that wells below the sky. From all that let the Redeemer through every land, by every town. The Decalogue summary, and he said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Glory to the Father. As it was in the beginning, world, amen, amen. Amen. Church, let us confirm our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, the only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under the house of Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. Third day arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sit on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, from then judge quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Church Universal, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sin, resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. As our ushers come before us, our musician will give us some wonderful music. As our usher march around this church, in our scripture, as our musician come, do not lay up for yourself treasure on earth, where moss and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moss nor rust consume. Thank you.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Oh, you can do it better than that. Let the church say amen again. If I were you, I would clap your hands just in praise and adoration to Almighty God for His wondrous goodness in all of our lives. How many of you are excited to be in the house this morning? Somebody ought to say hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. And as we began praising God, in walked Joe Smith. Yeah. I dare you to touch somebody and say, there's no secret what the Lord can do. I dare you to touch somebody else and say, what He's done for others, he can do the same thing for you. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, hallelujah. Edwina Gadsden is in the house. We praise God today. Blessed be the name of God the Father. Amen. How many of you came with a praise on your lips? How many of you came with thanksgiving in your heart? Oh, glory. Yes. 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 He is worthy to be praised. Thank you, God. At this time, we invite Dr. Harold Rhodes to come and Brother Henry Fleming III, our steward and trustee board pro tems, respectively, to receive our tithes and offering. Please remember that the tithe and offering enables us to do ministry here. Amen. We do not get, although the Lord does drop us blessings from heaven, He drops us blessings from heaven through you. Amen. And so we ask you, my brothers and sisters, to be faithful so that we might be a faithful witness to our community in the works that we do for the Lord. Amen. Let us lift up our gifts to God. God, we thank you, we praise you, we bless you one more time, recognizing had you not done it, we could not be here today. And so, God, we come in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, asking, oh God, a blessing on top of a blessing for these gifts that we bring in honor and glory of your holy name. Out of obedience to your word, oh God, you said, bring a tithe to the storehouse that there may be meat in my house. And you didn't stop there, but you said, prove me now, says the Lord of hosts, I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there would not be room enough for you to receive it. So God, we stand at that portal right now, looking up toward heaven, asking, oh God, that as we give, that you pour us out a blessing, that we not even have room enough to receive it. And then God, when the increase is made evident in our lives, let it begin to run over, let our cups begin to overflow, so that we might then be able to extend that blessing unto those who are less fortunate and those who we see a need, oh God. Take these, our gifts, merge them with those of our brothers and sisters, and we ask, oh Heavenly Father, that you be faithful so that we might be able to do the things that you have called us to do. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Let the whole church say amen. Let the whole church say amen again. Let the church say amen one more time. At this time, the ushers will release you from the pews to come on up and bring your gift. It's nothing better than bringing your own gift to the Lord. Amen. If you're able to do so. If you don't have anything, come touch the box. God will give you a blessing anyway. I do have some send-by money, so if somebody gave you gifts to bring on their behalf, please do bring those at this time. At this time, the praise and worship team will give us a selection.
Oh,
things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee. Presence of the Lord.
Well, I am that woman, one of that woman, because there's many men and women been to the well, and I am still at the well. There was a time I was dissatisfied until I tasted of that good water from the well. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Satisfied, oh, I'm satisfied with Jesus, because he said he'd be my comfort, and he said he'd be my guide. Oh, I looked at my hand of new, I looked at my feet and they did too, and ever since that wonderful day, my soul's been satisfied, satisfied, oh, I'm satisfied, oh, he said he'd be my comfort. Bye.
All right.
You know, and nobody can do it better than one of the great. We were little children running around. My son was about 11. And I'm telling you, that's how she brings it.
Amen.
When you hear that singing, whatever you're doing, drinking, cussing, whatever you're doing, you know, people come out of the projects and the church. They put down the alcohol, they smoke it, they cussing, and they do their thing with God.
Yes. Them a hand. Amen. Praise God. That was an extra treat. Hallelujah. Again, good morning to all of you. It is good to see Brother Freeman Rivers. He came in as we were celebrating. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise for him. Amen. Brother Freeman Rivers is here. And then also Brother Stalin Rouse is in the house. Give him a big hand. Amen. So we thank God for all of them. At this time, Brother Brown and the choir, if you would make ready the sermonic selection for the... Oh, yes. 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 Thank God for Sister Jeanette Odom and Sister Sylvia Murray, our chairpersons for today.
Just a couple of words.
Yes.
On behalf of...
Amen. Amen. Good job. We'll be right back. Let us pray. No one can make us doubt you, O God, because you have been so good to us. You woke us up this morning. You started us on our way. You gave us life, health, and strength. And for that, we can say you've been good to us. Heavenly Father, we come one more time just praising your holy name, recognizing that had you not been on our side, we just don't know where we would be. But thank God you were there all the time, never leaving us, never forsaking us. Thank you, God, for the spirit of just lifting us up so that we will never fall. Heavenly Father, we praise your name right now, asking that you give us a word that will continue to encourage us, instruct us, and strengthen us so that we will always remain forever on the path. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, amen. Yeah. Just very briefly, if you would turn with me once again to the scripture that was read in your hearing this morning very eloquently, 1 Kings, the 19th chapter, beginning with verse number 9, going through verse number 18. I will read it again for emphasis for those who have already heard the reading of the scripture, and then also just read it for those who came in after the fact, so we all could be on the same page. Amen? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we could never read the scripture enough. And beyond everything else you've heard in this worship experience this morning, we really just came for the word. Amen? Amen. And so here we find in 1 Kings, the 19th chapter, beginning with verse number 9, these words. And there he went, this is Elijah, went into a cave and spent the night in that place. And behold, the word of the Lord came to Elijah and said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? So he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life. Then he said, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks into pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake, and after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire, a still small voice. So it was, when Elijah heard the still small voice, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. Suddenly a voice came to him and said, what are you doing here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life. Then the Lord said to Elijah, go,
Return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when you arrive, anoint Hazael as king over Syria. Also anoint Jehu, the son of Nimshi, as king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abel, Mehola, excuse me, you shall anoint as prophet in your place. It shall be that whoever escapes the sword of Hazael, Jehu will kill, and whoever escapes the sword of Jehu, Elisha will kill. Yet I have reserved 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him. Amen. Using as a sermon subject here this morning, just briefly on this Fill the House Sunday, amen. These words, too blessed to be depressed. Too blessed to be depressed. Have you ever been depressed? Lost your job? Money acting funny? Health doesn't seem to be lining up with the way you want to feel? And every now and then, all of us come to a place where depression sweeps over us like a flood. Have you ever come to the place where you never even feel like getting out of bed in the morning because the problems that you will confront during your day seem to be insurmountable, and from time to time, you don't know where the alternatives or where the answers are going to come from? Yeah.
Go ahead, man.
Depression is real. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
You lose a loved one unexpectedly. Even expect to lose a loved one, but never imagine them being gone. And before you recognize it, you find yourself sinking into a place of despair, sometimes a place that you cannot bring yourself out. Do I have a witness in this house of anybody who's ever been depressed? What you have known to be true and familiar has now come to be mysterious and otherworldly. It leads us to depression. Sometimes you have to turn the TV off. Because when you watch the news will make you even more depressed based on the state of our city, our state, our nation, our world. We heard what happened in Charlottesville. The riots, the incendiary, hate-filled language, the fighting that occurred there, and also the tragedy.
Yeah.
It's enough to make you pull the cover over your head and never want to get out of bed again. But there's a word from the Lord this morning that God has an antidote for depression. Touch your neighbor and say, you're too blessed to be depressed. Here we find, my brothers and sisters, in 1 Kings, the 19th chapter, that Jezebel, somebody said Jezebel, was on Elijah's track. And Jezebel was a hateful woman, and she could not stand the people of God. And she recognized that Elijah was a prophet of God, and Elijah was putting to shame those who worshiped Baal, who was not for God. Elijah had already had a demonstration where the prophets of Baal, there were numerous, had challenged him, saying, let us have a contest. You call on your God, and we will call on our God, and whichever God answers by fire is God. Somebody ought to say, God don't need no matches. He's fire all by himself. I wish I had a church this morning that believed that God was fire. Elijah said, he's like fire, shut up. Jeremiah said, he's like fire, shut up in my bones. I don't know if you hear what I'm saying this morning, my brothers and sisters, but Jezebel hated God so much and hated the people of God so much that she recognized that Elijah was the representative of God. And she thought that if she could get rid of Elijah, that she could stop the movement of God. I don't know if you hear what I'm saying today, but you cannot stop the movement of God. If you stop Elijah, he already has Elisha in the wind. If he stops you, God already has somebody else in the ranks ready to take your place. And so it was that Elijah, knowing that Jezebel was on his track.
Yeah.
Knowing that Jezebel and her folk were wiping out the believers in large numbers, knowing that he was one of the last ones left, started feeling depressed. And in verse number 9, it said Elijah went into a cave. Now, some of us, we don't go into physical caves, but some of us go into metaphorical caves. You go in your room and you never want to come back out. You go and you cry and you become so depressed. You become so inwardly focused. You become so despondent because you don't know how hope will ever be realized again. But I dare you to touch somebody and say, hope is in the air. Hope is in the atmosphere. God always provides hope. If you're sick, you can still get well. If you're broke, he can still provide. Can I get a witness? The first question or first point that I would like to make: when you get to that point, God asked Elijah, just like we need to ask ourselves, how did you get in this place? God says to Elijah in verse number 10, what are you doing here? Some places the Lord does not intend for us to be. The Lord does not put depression on you. The Lord does not shut you in a room and leave you there by yourself. The Lord does not close you off unless he has ordained it to be a time of quiet and solitude where he can pour back into you and speak to your spirit. The Lord does not intend for us to be an island, but he intends for us to be in community one with another. And so God asked Elijah, what are you doing here? And that's the question we have to ask ourselves when you find yourself down and out. You find yourself in a world of despair. You have to ask yourself the question, what on earth am I doing here? You're in an abusive relationship. You have to ask yourself, what am I doing here? When Elijah asked himself that question, what was he doing here? He had to encourage himself. In verse number 10, he answered, I've been very zealous for the Lord. See, nobody knows like you what you've been doing in order to make a difference, not only in your own life, but in the lives of those who are around you. How many of you sometimes feel like nobody sees what you do? As much as you try to do, it seems like no one appreciates your efforts. Can I get a witness of anybody in that category? It seems like the more you do, the more you have to do. But I'm here to remind you this morning, my brothers and sisters, that if nobody else says, I appreciate you, if nobody else says, thank you, I'm here to remind you that God sees everything you do. Elijah encouraged himself. That's the second point that I would like to make this morning. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes the encouragement is not going to come from those who are close to you. Sometimes the encouragement is not going to come from those who believe the same as you. Sometimes the encouragement is not going to come from those who you would expect. But every now and then, you have to reach down from the inside and encourage yourself. So here we find, my brothers and sisters, God always answers. Sometimes it may be unpredictable. We cannot predict how God is going to move. And so here we find God told Elijah to go out, get out of this cave, go out, stand on the mountain before the Lord. And he did. And when Elijah stood on the mountain before the Lord, he was looking for God. How many of you came looking for the Lord this morning? He was looking for God. He was anticipating a move of God. He was expecting God to do something in his life. He was filled with hope and anticipation that somehow before the benediction that God was going to move in his life. And then out of nowhere, God came, so Elijah thought, in the earthquake. There was an earthquake, but that wasn't God. God came in a whirlwind. And he thought God was in the whirlwind, but that was not God. Moses saw God in fire of a burning bush that was not being consumed. And here Elijah saw God coming in fire, but that was not God. See, sometimes we are looking for the big things when God comes in a small way. See, sometimes we are looking for supernatural when God is just using the ordinary. Sometimes we are looking for some miraculous thing when God is using everyday blessings to show you over and over that He alone is God. And so the Bible said that he came in a still, small voice. That's why those of us who are followers, we must attune our ears so that we are able to hear the voice of God and know when he is speaking to us. And then lastly, in verse number 15, the Lord said to Elijah, go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when you arrive there, he gives him a series of things to do. Anoint Hazael. Anoint Jehu. Anoint Elisha. Because these are the individuals that when Jezebel and her crew come to take those who are in leadership out, I got somebody else in the ranks waiting to take their place. Turn to somebody and say, you may be next in line for a miracle. And so the last point that I would like to make is simply this. Remember to do what you're supposed to do. I could say it even better than that. Stay in your own lane. I could say it a little better than that. Mind your own business. See, whatever God told you to do, learn how to do that with faith, fidelity, and faithfulness. And God will bless you in the midst of what he has called you to do. If God called you to be an usher, stand at the door until the power of the Holy Ghost comes down. If God called you to sing, sing like a choir of angels. We've got to learn how to stay in our lane. Do what God called us to do. And when we do that which he has called us to do, we walk in greater purpose. We walk in authority. We walk in the unction of knowing that whatever he has ordained for us in our lives, we are using to his glory. Amen. Come back next week. I'm finished. But I really feel like preaching, Sister Cox. Yeah, because when I think about what God did for Elijah, it reminds me of what he's able to do. Can I get a witness of anybody who knows that God is? He's able. Yes, he is. He's able. He's able. Everybody's standing. He's able. He's able. He's able. He's able to pull you out from a pit of depression. What if Elijah remained depressed? How could God get the glory out of his life? What if Elijah allowed Jezebel to cut him off and stop him and not fulfill his purpose? What would have happened to Jehu and Elisha and Hazael, that God purposed for Elijah to go and anoint so that they could be positioned to move the kingdom to the next level? I dare you to touch somebody and say, I'm ready to go to the next level. Ah. Yeah, it's time to go home. Go on and sing, choir. We're ready to go. I don't need no music. I don't need no, I just had to do. I felt a blessing on that right there. Y'all don't mind me, it's time to go home, but I felt a blessing on that right. I felt a blessing on. Anybody want prayer? Come on up. a prayer? Come on up. Come on up. Come on up. Anybody want prayer? Keep it right there. Yes. There is no secret. Yes. There's no secret what he's able to do. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Yes. There is no secret. Yeah. Glory be to God. Yes. Let us pray. Let us pray. God, we celebrate. Yes, sir. We magnify you, we praise, and we loud your holy name. Because from time to time, even in the midst of what we're going through, we have to pull ourselves out of our circumstances and begin to focus and concentrate on you and recognize when the praises go up, the blessings, they do come down. So God, we ask that you come around this altar, touch, heal, and deliver. Set free. Make a way out of no way. Begin, oh God, to bind the broken spirit. Begin to loose our shackles and set us free. Heal and deliver. Father God, we thank you. Because we recognize that everybody came for something different. But whatever we stand in the need of, we ask that you meet us this morning. Some of us, we need you immediately. You know, God, exactly what we need. So as we pray today, we release anything that's not like you. Take down barriers. Bring down stronghold. Remove the obstacles out of our way. And help us to concentrate on the greater purpose. And that greater purpose is all of those good things, those healthy things, those wonderful things that you have in store, not only for us personally, but for our family, our friends, our enemies, our neighbors, all who are in this world. And so God, not selfishly, but humbly, we pray in the name of Jesus. Let everybody say amen. Amen. Say amen again. Amen. Say amen again. We're going to go out with a shout. So I dare you to just hug somebody around the altar and tell them to celebrate all of those good things that God has done in your life. Hallelujah. Yes. Celebrate. God bless you, brother. Good to see you.
Celebrate.
Yeah, I had a service. I had another service yesterday. Yes, it's a celebration. Glory be to God. It's a celebration. Oh, I dare you to touch somebody and say, I'm too blessed. 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 Amen. Touch somebody and say, I'm too blessed to be depressed. Touch somebody else and say, I'm too blessed to be depressed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Too blessed. For all who that depressed spirit was trying to creep up on you, this is just for you. You can make it
with the Lord on your side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can make it. You can make it. Cindy Smalls, mama, we thank God for you. You are our mama too. Amen. We thank God for you. We've been praying much your strength, and you are a living testimony of what prayer can do. Hallelujah. And so we thank God, and we look forward to a rich fellowship with you for as long as the Lord says. Amen. While you're here in Charleston. Amen. Give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Yeah. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will be moved, and nothing will be impossible for you. You're too blessed to be stressed. You're too blessed to be depressed. This mountain can move out of your way if you have faith. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace, both now, henceforth, and forever.
Yeah. passion.